News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It is now 7:03 and time for our daily COVID-19 update. Brandon Peoples, I know you wanted to join in on the conversation, and I think that this is going to be some very interesting, very up-to-date, and some fascinating discussions, as we are privileged to be joined today by K-State President Richard Myers. President Myers, thank you for joining us and taking some time out of your schedule today to communicate some K-State concerns with respect to the coronavirus.
You bet, Dave. Always good to be on K-Man. Thank you.
Well, we are certainly delighted to have you here this morning. And I'd like to start our conversation this morning with a little bit of perspective. So I'm going to go back to your military background here, General Myers. I'm going to call you General here for now, for the time being, make that transition. You have been involved in a lot of things militarily. When you take into consideration dealing with a pandemic, how does today's challenges fit in with some of the things that you have worked through in the past?
Well, the military is good at lots of things, but one of them for sure is planning. And so I think as we as a university try to plan our way through the summer and the fall and next year, we know that just having one plan is not going to be sufficient. We got to have plan A and then several other plans in case things don't go as we think they're going to go. And that leads to the other thing that's really common in the military, too, is that you're always operating with imperfect data. There's a lot of ambiguity in the planning process. You make assumptions and you do some scenario planning to kind of cover that, but sometimes you don't know the intelligence on opposing forces or politics. You just never quite, you're never certain. You don't have all pieces of that puzzle. And we're dealing with the same thing here with this coronavirus. There's a lot of unknowns as we march forward. But you can accommodate in that in the planning and try to make contingency plans for different events. And that's what we're about right now.
You've led wars, you've led efforts to recover from floods and hurricanes, and how does this pandemic fit in with some of those highlights from your military career?
Well, I think in some ways it's similar. In other ways it's different. In the military, all volunteer force, so when you commit forces to battle, they volunteered for that. Nobody volunteered for this pandemic. And so our number one job is, as we reawaken our campus, is to make sure we can keep people safe and healthy. That we have five guiding principles. That's principle number one. And, of course, you're worried mostly about the most vulnerable populations. And there can be students with underlying conditions that make them more vulnerable, certainly staff, faculty, administrators, and then the community. One of the reasons we canceled told students not to come back to campus was mainly the impact that 20,000 students could have if they came back to Manhattan from spring break, from all around the world, actually. And would that create a hot spot here in Manhattan, Kansas, that would overwhelm our medical capability? So I think there's a lot of us that's the same, but there's also a lot different. Nobody asked for the coronavirus to come their way. And so we have to make sure as we reopen this fall, as we plan to do, we can do it in a safe way to keep not only campus safe and the students and faculty and staff, but also the community.
Yesterday, Governor Kelly issued 1.5, the new level of restrictions, because she just didn't feel comfortable in moving to 2.0. How does that impact Kansas State University?
I think at this time, it doesn't have a major impact because the phase we're in right now is to open a lot of our research operations, our laboratories, and so forth. And I don't think it's going to have a major impact on those sort of activities. And we've already canceled through the end of July bigger events, for instance, that the Alumni Association was hosting, I think, 6 weddings between now and the end of July. And they made the decision to cancel those events because obviously there'd be potentially hundreds of people in close proximity. So it's not going to have a major impact on us at this point as we go forward. But that brings up a good point. We're really pleased with the leadership, the state leadership, from the governor and the leadership here in Roddy County, they're on top of things, and we're going to be in lockstep with them as we reawaken, reopen our campus. They're an important piece of this whole puzzle.
President Myers, this is Brandon Peoples. I was just curious. I know earlier this week we saw that you and I think it was Provost Tabor sent out a letter to local landlords encouraging them to implement some flexibility for housing contracts for student tenants this fall. How well do you think that will be received here by local landlords, and have you had any response yet?
Yes, we've had some response. It's on both sides of the question. What we asked for was, would landlords consider voluntarily putting an addendum on their contract that in case we went to a second wave of the pandemic and people had to leave or whatever, could they have something in their contract that wouldn't make them pay the whole amount that they signed up in their contract for? And we have one of the major leasing firms here in town or companies said they're willing to do that, and others said, no, we're not willing to do it. But it's voluntary. It's a suggestion. We want to give students more certainty, because I think the more uncertainty there is about the situation in Manhattan as they come back, then some will decide not to return. And we'd like to get them back in the classrooms and continuing on their degrees or starting their degrees. And I think housing is one of those issues that they'll be thinking about, because not only are we fighting the health aspects of COVID, we're fighting the economic aspects of COVID. And that's why we've decided to keep tuition flat in the new year. We were the first, I think, recent university to say we're going to hold our tuition flat. There's every reason to increase tuition. I mean, it's be perfectly justified, but it's just not the right thing to do when so many families are either out of work or just hurting financially. And we tried to accommodate that. This is another thing in line with that, just trying to provide a little more certainty for families and students, and landlords don't have to buy into it. So it's mixed. Some are really opposed, and others have already said we're signing up. So
we're visiting today with K-State President Richard Myers on our daily COVID-19 update here on News Radio KMAN. And President Myers, you know, with looking forward to the fall semester, what are some of the benchmarks that you are looking through all the various data that you're receiving to make sure that we have a safe environment for students and faculty and staff to have a fall semester, and then also taking into consideration athletic events?
Well, the first thing is that we'll have to be in compliance with the situation. We'd be looking at for the state and the county to go through the three phases. Now we're in phase 1.5. We need to get to through the three phases, and then we can start planning or start feel pretty good about conducting classes here on campus. To do that, we need good testing capability. We need good contact tracing capability, and both of those right now are not to the point where we could open campus, but by this fall, we think those things will be in place. We're working on those very, very hard. And I might just mention that our Lafine Health Center here at K-State, we've got some terrific people there that are advising us, and we will follow the data. Well, there's a lot of models out there that predict where this virus is going, and we'll be following those as we make our decisions. And then fall might not look like a normal fall. In fact, I doubt that it will look like a normal fall here at Kansas State University in terms of classes. So we're trying to build in a lot of flexibility. You know, they've talked about a second wave of this pandemic coming this fall. So if that started to really hit, let's say, the Manhattan community hard, we might have to revert back to all online for a while. But we're going to try to conduct as much in person as we can. We're going to physical distancing will be a part of that. Face mask will be a part of that. And then, of course, like I mentioned, the testing and contact tracing have to be a part of that as well. As people turn up positive, we've got to be able to figure that out real quick and then figure out who they've been in contact with. I will just say this for our faculty and staff here, they have been terrific. We gave them a week to go from in-person expectations after spring break to all online or distance learning, and they made that square corner look easy. It wasn't easy. It was a lot of work on people who had just not figured that was going to be in their future. We're better at that now, and some of that flexibility we'll see this fall. An example: if we have Tuesday, Thursday classes, a large class, half the class may come on Tuesday, the other half come on Thursday, and the class that doesn't come in person could be online. So things like that, just to minimize having large groups together and so forth. So we're looking at all those things. There are many plans being developed right now and trying to figure out the best way forward.
President Myers, has there been any efforts by Kansas State University or maybe even colleges nationally about students participating in the U.S. Census while they're not on campus?
Oh, yes. We've had a lot of efforts in reaching out to students to make sure they participate in the census. And so that was a big effort here just a little bit earlier. Campus got involved. The Student Governing Association got involved. We know how important that is to our community. So we've emphasized that very much.
What do you think from a technical perspective that Kansas State University and other colleges are able to learn to pretty much prepare for a new day, a new normal in education?
Well, so we've got four planning groups here, really, that are operating. One is our budgetary planning group, trying to accommodate changes to our budget. One is, how do we physically return to campus here through the summer, and research in particular, and then preparing for summer classes, another group, and then preparing for this coming fall. And then there's another group that's looking at fall 2021. And we think that we've learned a lot of things about how to deliver content, how to transfer knowledge, that we will probably put in place fall 2021, that are things that we should do. And this gives us a sense of urgency to get it done. And also gives us the confidence that we can do it. We have a group that is working with faculty to help them with their online presentations and so forth, because some faculty are very comfortable with that, others not so much, and we want to make sure we provide all the tools that enable faculty to transition to an online format, either deliberately or when we have to, and still be effective in transferring knowledge and making it a great experience for our students.
And President Myers, of course, a lot of folks know Kansas State University has a lot of students that come in here, but you're also one of the major employers here in Manhattan. You had to announce some furloughs about a couple weeks ago here of some of those employees. Do you anticipate any more of those coming in the near future?
Well, unfortunately, the answer to that would be yes. The employees we furloughed were in those operations that produced revenue that paid their salaries. So an example would be housing and dining. We don't have anybody in housing right now. We don't have our dining halls aren't up and running. Child development centers, another one. Recreation centers shut down. Student union. Many of those employees rely on the income that those facilities produce to cover their cost and their employee expenses. So with no revenue coming in, you get to that point where it's where we have to take these really unpleasant actions, and there'll be a few more coming along as well as people look at their budgets going forward. And so it's that's what I mentioned earlier, the economic impact of this virus. You got the health impact, of course, which can be pretty severe, but you also have the economic impact. And so we have to deal with that in a responsible way. We're hoping, that by 1 August, we'll have folks coming back to campus, students planning to come back to campus, and we can get to a more normal state. But the answer to that is yes.
President Myers, what's the one thing you're looking forward to most?
Man, I'm in my on-campus residence. It's very quiet on campus. There are facilities folks working on facilities and grounds and so forth. But it's pretty quiet. I just can't wait to walk out some morning and you hear the buzz of campus. It's really quiet. I didn't know we had this many birds on campus. I've never heard the animals, the birds, so clearly, because usually there's a vibrancy here that is just not here right now. And so that's what I'm waiting for. And I got to tell you, I can still hear the echoes out of Bill Snyder Family Stadium or Bramlage. I'd just like to walk in there and hear a crowd roar and off we go. You know, that's all the stuff that you normally associate with our campus. So I don't think there's one thing. I just want it to come back to life in a responsible way. And I think we can get there this fall. Now, the virus is tricky, so we'll be watching the projections and we'll be listening to the scientists that know how these things spread and how they work. But I'm looking forward to that.
And how many purple masks do you have in your collection?
I have two, actually. I have two purple masks, and my wife has two purple masks, which, for as much as we go out right now, seems to be sufficient. But I hope people start, we're gonna be wearing masks on campus this fall, I'm pretty sure. It's a chance to show your personality, I suppose. But it's a good way to stop the spread, especially when you don't know if you're a carrier, perhaps having no symptoms but spreading it. So we've got to be cautious about that and think about our most vulnerable teammates in all this, to include those in the community.
Well, President Myers, we've talked about so many different things, and we are so so grateful that you were able to take some time out of your busy schedule. And feel free to, if you need to reach out, we'll lend you a couple of minutes, maybe, you know, more, whenever that need arises.
Well, Dave and Brandon, thank you very much. Good to be with you all.
Thank you.
K-State President Richard Myers joining us here for our COVID-19 update on News Radio KMAN. For those of you that may have missed some of that discussion with the president, we will have that up on our Facebook page and also online here in a matter of minutes. It's 7:20. We'll check in with Mitch Fortner here for a brief look at sports on the way here at News Radio KMAN.